Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
So let me just say, I'm not here to make friends. I was never here to make friends. If you're on this show thinking, oh, Dan, you know, you really should be nice to people, even the dipsticks, it's the wrong show. So I'm just going to say out front, fuck Bill O'Reilly. Fuck Bill O'Reilly. I know you're watching, so fuck you, Bill O'Reilly. Are we good? Are we? And I'll explain to you why Bill should go fuck himself. Yeah, I'm sorry. If you don't like language, you got to tune out of today's show. So fuck Bill O'Reilly. And it's something I've warned you about the entire time. This is not the cutesy time show, folks. I don't know how many times I got to tell people this. You don't have to be here. I'm not trying to be a dick. I'm just saying, like, the show is not for everyone. I'm not here for the money. I don't need the money, okay? I'm here because I want to change the direction of the country, and I think we have a good path to do it. But I'm not here to make friends with anybody. I'm not. I love you guys, the audience, but I don't give a shit about anyone in this conservative ecosystem that's faking the funk in order to steal your money and time. So something happened yesterday, and the only reason I'm going to address it instead of ignoring this piece of shit is because I've warned you about this for a long time, and a lot of you are like, well, start naming names. And I try not to. You know why? Because a lot of it's counterproductive. But you know what? Maybe you're right. Maybe it is time to name names. So fuck Bill O'Reilly, number one. I'll show you why. And he's just one of, by the way, hundreds of people out there who, I'm telling you, don't believe a damn thing they're saying. Hey, Beams Dream Powders, the science-backed hot cocoa for sleep. I needed some last night with no added sugar. Go to shopbeam, BEAM.com/Bongino. Use code Bongino for up to 45% off. I got that. And then after I rile you up, I'm going to make you laugh a little bit. If you missed this Marlon Wayans thing with Fannie Willis's boyfriend, did you guys see this in the chat? Justin, did you see it? Is it worth every second? Don't go anywhere. Please. Begging you. Patriot Mobile. I've had the honor and pleasure of partnering with Patriot Mobile. They've been a great supporter of the show. I love them. They're the only cell phone service provider that's actually on the front lines defending our freedoms. They're an example of putting the cause ahead of profits. I've partnered with them a long time. Absolutely love this company. Because they're unequivocal in their support of America. Patriot Mobile wants to give you a brand new smartphone when you make the switch today. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. When I say only, trust me, they're the only one. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you access to all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're supporting a company that believes in free speech. They love the country, man, a lot. They love our veterans, our military, our first responders, and they're proud of it. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. For a limited time, get a free smartphone when you sign up today. Just call 972-PATRIOT, say promo code Dan. Again, that's a free smartphone with promo code Dan. Join me and make the switch today. Call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Or go to patriotmobile.com/Dan. All right, fellas. So what happened? So yesterday, you know, it's the end of the day. I'm sitting in the sauna trying to melt away a little bit. And I never do it 3 days in a row, but I have to because I got to do a little traveling for a book signing on Friday in Oklahoma City. So I'm in there the third day, and it's after working out in the morning, and I'm tired. I'm 20 minutes in. It's like 185 degrees. I'm melting. And one of my buddies texts me. He goes, hey, did you see this 6-foot-tall plus piece of shit O'Reilly going after you on the show? I go, Bill O'Reilly? I said, the douchebag, the guy with all those issues? And so I said, he's still around? He's like, yeah, he's still around. He does like a show. I said, oh, that's interesting. I didn't know. So I said, isn't he the same guy who's always kissing my ass to get on my show to sell his books? And they're like, yeah, same guy. I'm like, same guy? That same guy. Okay. I'm like, well, what'd he say? He says, so he sends me this clip. You guys got the clip? He sends me this clip of Bill O'Reilly in the show. Keep in mind, this guy kisses our ass all the time to come on my show to sell his books and shit like that. And Bill O'Reilly has decided that me challenging the Democrats about their support of voter fraud, he thinks I'm a fanatic. Fanatic? Where'd you get that word from? I didn't. It's his. Here, take a look.
There are fanatics on the right. Go.
But the Democrats were very tactical, folks. They're not stupid. They understand that it doesn't matter if these illegals vote or not. It does. I mean, it's
terrible. Obviously, if they do, they broke the law.
All right. All Democrats do not want illegal aliens to vote. Now, the far left does, but he didn't define it that way. He said the Democrats, you know, no.
Okay, so let me say again. Fuck you, Bill O'Reilly, you lying sack of shit. You're a chump, and you're obviously a pussy, too. I hate Bill O'Reilly. I always have. He's a douchebag. I used to do his show once in a while at Fox, and you would sit there at this little desk, and because he was such a dick and everybody hated him, no, everybody hated him. Just about. Maybe there were a few people like, did you notice when Bill O'Reilly got into that shit? I'm not going to even talk about it because it's pretty gross. Did you notice nobody defended him? Didn't you think that was weird that Bill O'Reilly was let go? And by the way, he's let go and he's had a shit career ever since because nobody gave a shit about Bill O'Reilly because he's a chump and he doesn't believe anything he tells you, right? Bill O'Reilly's a chump. You're going to call me a fanatic. Why haven't you said this in the past? Fair question. But the reason I don't name names in the past because I don't want to make it personal, okay? I may not like Bill O'Reilly personally, and I don't because he's a dick and a coward and he always has been. But here's the thing. If Bill O'Reilly was saying things that benefit conservatism, I let it go. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to let you in on a little secret, okay? There are a lot of dicks in this movement. A lot. A lot. There's one specific who's probably the biggest dick you've ever met ever. But I'm going to tell you something. He is really, really good for conservatism. He advances conservative causes. He does a lot of good stuff. So I leave it alone because I don't want to date the guy. I don't want to marry the freaking guy. What do I give a shit? All I care about is he advances conservatism. But if you are going to go out and now start attacking us for calling out Democrats, for wanting illegals to vote and calling me a fanatic when you kiss my ass to get on my show, you can go fuck yourself, you pussy. You understand? You got something to say to me, you 6 foot tall plus piece of shit? Say it to my face. Fucking chump. Piece of shit. You're listening to this guy, you're being played. Here, put up that article about the New York Post article I put up. Yeah, Bill, the Democrats don't want they don't want illegals to vote. You know, there's an act in Congress called the SAVE Act. Did you know this? You're so fucking stupid. You don't even know this, you dipshit. You know why? Let me tell you a little secret about this industry. There's about 10% of the hosts that actually do their own show. Producer Jim, am I right? Thank you. You know what the other 90% do? No, Dan. They're talking about what they care about. No, they're not. They're too freaking lazy to do their own show. So you know what a lot of these other bums do? Like O'Reilly? They have producers and stuff. Just throw shit in front of them and they read it. He doesn't know shit. They have this act called the SAVE Act. It's a really simple thing. It's up in the House of Representatives, or it's going to be. And the bill says something real simple. That if you're going to register to vote, you should be able to prove you're a citizen. How many Democrats, Bill? Because you said it's only the far left, right? How many Democrats support that bill? Oh, there's the answer, you dipshit. One. You stupid fuck. You're so stupid. You dumb motherfucker. You going to take me on, bro? You sure? What do you think I'm here for? You think I'm here to play nice? Yeah, I give a shit about you. I give a shit about you. I care about this cause. Care about you one bit. You're a bum and a loser. You've always been a loser. You left Fox and you're pissed off that the other people that left built careers and nobody likes you because you're a piece of shit. Calling me a fanatic? If you begged to get on my show? Here's the real Bill O'Reilly, too. You want to see his tweet on January 6th? This is a couple days later. He had time to think about this. At Bill O'Reilly, douchebag. President Trump's failure to tamp down the angry protesters. You mean by telling them to march peacefully and patriotically, you dumb fuck? President Trump's failure to tamp down the angry protesters supporting him in Washington has destroyed his legacy. Oh, yeah, it really has. It's only up in every swing state, you moron. Now let's listen to this next part. This is Bill O'Reilly. Our divided nation turns to you, Joe Biden. Defuse it as best you can. Don't fuck with me, bro. You fuck around, you're going to find out. Go have a few beers with some of the makeup people and other people at Fox. Find out what a dick this guy was to people. And Bill, let me tell you something, because I know you're watching, you piece of shit. You have no idea. I'm not going to name names because I'm not a dick like you. You started something you can't tamp down because I actually have an audience and you don't because you're a dick. You have any idea how many people texted me this morning? Nail that motherfucker to the wall. They hate you. Nobody likes you. You're an asshole. You've always been an asshole. And we're doing it live. Bill's jealous. Bill's jealous, of course. He's had a radio show and it sucked ass and nobody listened. Do you know that? Oh, you didn't know that? Of course you didn't know it because the show sucked. How do I? He wants to know how I really feel. Folks, guy's a douchebag, man. And I'm just telling you, this is an epidemic on our side. You notice the left that tries, they try their best not to do this. You calling me a fanatic because I said the Democrats want illegals to vote? When they could fix it right now and one Democrat, one signed on. And he's such a wuss. He went on WABC, some guy Sid show this morning. And you know what he said about it? Nothing. Because you're a chump and a coward. You think because you're a 6 foot tall pile of shit? What does that mean? You could fight? What do you think? You're a big tough guy or something? Piece of shit. I ain't here to make friends, brothers and sisters. I'm not. You're watching the wrong show if you think this is the cutesy time show. It ain't. I'm a conservative. I'm not part of any movement. I don't go to meetings. I don't do any of that shit anymore. I do my own thing. And guys like this, if you're listening to this guy, you're wasting your time. He is not one of you. You have no idea. And there are a lot more. And anyone else wants to go, you tell me too. Because you're next. And if you want to go, Bill, I'll tell you what. I live in Martin County, Florida. You want to show up and say, call me a fanatic? I'll tell you where I live. Just sign a lawyer thing. You'll be the first one to sue me. Chump. Okay, now that we got that out of the way, I had to laugh a little bit. I was in kind of a mood this morning. Wait, don't play it yet. Did you see this? You know Fannie Willis's boyfriend, this guy Nathan Wade? Folks, if you miss this, this goes in the what the f*** were you thinking? He decides to go on, was it Comedy Central or something, with Marlon Wayans, who's a comedian, pretty funny guy, you know, the Wayans brothers, right? He decides to go on this show to do an interview. What the fuck was this guy thinking? This is real. This actually happened last night. Before I dig into the good stuff, check this out.
So let me ask you, when old girl was like, hey, babe, you want to be in charge of this prosecution of the president of the United States who did this insurrection? Did you think like, this could get messy? Or you was like, nah.
We did not have that type of relationship at the outset, and we were interviewing other people for the position.
What position was it?
It was only it was the position of special prosecutor.
Did that position look like this? Or did that position look like this?
So no.
Folks, that actually happened. Who the hell is the PR person who told him to do this interview? Let me, you know, again, these two stories really aren't related. Bill O'Reilly being a douche and this guy. But it just goes to show you how there's some people out there with such unbelievably poor judgment. And yet they want you to follow them. They're like, no, follow me. I know better. My judgment's good. Oh, yeah, sure, bro. It's brilliant. How is that open, all right? You in a mood today like me? Walk around, man, and you will find out. Some guy sent out something on Twitter. Like, this guy looks stable. No, he's not. No, what makes you think that? You think I'm... what you think that's an insult? It's the greatest compliment ever. By the way, I really hate liberals, too. You know that? One of the things I always told you about liberals is arguing with them with the lib is like arguing with Stimson Jay. Can you see Stimson on there? You can see the top of his head. You might as well argue with Stimpy. Okay, someone send me Stimpy. Because arguing with liberals is a total waste of your time because they're morons. However, arguing with liberals is not a waste of time, especially on social media when I fillet people and go back and forth. I get into it because there's always a third party listening. Always. And that third party listening can be convinced if you stick with the argument and make a compelling case, okay? Like I said, you don't get lost in the emotion of the O'Reilly thing. Obviously I'm passionate about it because if you're going to take me on, you better be ready. However, Bill O'Reilly can't answer a simple question. If the Democrats don't want illegals to vote, then how come they're not making it harder for illegals to vote? He can't answer that because he's an idiot. I actually proved to him that what he's saying is fake and false. So if you make a case, there's always a third party listening. I wanted to show you this clip, though, to open the show, to show you how important my principle of debating liberals are. They're really genuinely stupid. Bill's probably one of them. They're morons. They don't actually know anything, and what they know is wrong, and they don't want to know anything. I want you to watch this C-SPAN clip. One of my favorite guys in conservative media is Sean Davis. Yeah, we share a lot in common. We're not looking to kiss anybody's ass. We're just looking to kind of save the country and do our thing. Sean Davis is on C-SPAN. A caller calls in, and I want you to listen to him try to take on Sean Davis. The guy, this just happened. This is just recent. He tries to take on Sean Davis, and he still believes Donald Trump, the Russian collusion story. He really believes it in his heart of hearts. Check this out. Yeah, Sean Davis.
Bradley in Marietta, Georgia, Democrat. Good morning.
I would just like to say this guest strikes me as pretty unimpressive.
I'm awesome, Bradley.
Well, then why do you just care? Is there no limit to what you will tolerate with Trump? I mean, y'all have made yourself, like, I used to respect y'all. We used to have talks about tax policy, maybe even immigration. But now, all y'all do is just make up excuse and rationale for Donald Trump. I mean, all right, let's get to Russia, okay? Donald Trump shared campaign data with Russia. He conspired with Russia. And now, you apparently are as well. Like, you're spouting Russian talking points. I'd like to dig into your financials, and I'm sure there's some Russian money in there because you seem like a pretty...
That's a lie, Bradley. Let's stick to facts here and not throw out things that are obviously lies and untruths.
All right. Any response to Bradley?
Yeah, he needs to lower down the coffee intake in the morning. Maybe try decaf.
Evita, you know Sean, right? Great guy. Both love Sean. That's his thing, just like me. You take him on, you're going to get wrecked. But that goes to show you that it's not just that liberals are wrong. Everything they believe, they really believe, no matter how wrong it is. There was nothing Sean can do to convince this dipshit that called C-SPAN that Trump and Vladimir Putin weren't in some bathtub giving each other rubdowns. There's nothing. There is nothing you can say to these people. They are that stupid. However, there is a significant swath of the country that's going to watch that on this show. There's over 90,000 people watching right now. We're only 19 minutes in. That are seeing this going, wait, people actually believe this still? Yes. This is what you're voting against. Now I want to make the case for you that these people in this election are a legitimate threat to not only our national security, the economy, and everything else. Folks, everything. The examples are endless. Liberalism, it's not that it doesn't help you. It's that it is actively destroying your life. Just the last week alone, the examples are everywhere. You have a clear choice coming up. Don't take the wrong path in that fork in the road. Take a quick break. It was very therapeutic. I love to fight. I mean, not to physically fight so much. I'm getting kind of old and arthritic, but I love it. You think so? I mean, Bill, he's got a better reach, but I'm not sure, Bill. Yeah, I think so. I think he's like 125 or something. Hey, getting a good night's sleep is really important to your overall wellness. That's why I'm thrilled to tell you how much I love my Helix mattress. I've had one for years. I'm sleeping and feeling better every day. The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including their award-winning Lux and Ultra Premium Elite collections. The Helix Plus, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and the Helix Kids mattress, designed for growing bodies. Take the Helix sleep quiz. Find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes, and your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. Helix offers a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. H-E-L-I-X. Try it. Every Helix mattress has a hybrid design. combining individually wrapped steel coils in the base with premium foam layers on top. It's a perfect combination of comfort and support. Even better, the setup is fast and super easy. Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to Helix, helixsleep.com/Dan. That's helixsleep.com/Dan. It's their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. I sleep on a Helix. Absolutely love it. Folks, we can still get some of these third-party voters. There are liberals out there who are starting slowly. And I'm not talking about the crazies that want to destroy the country. I'm talking about people who they think they're helping and they don't realize they're actively hurting us. There are liberals out there starting to wake up. If you didn't see this New York Times piece by Nicholas Kristof, it went viral. June 15th, it was just a few days ago. He said, this guy's a liberal, make no mistake. I think he ran for office in Oregon. I'm pretty sure it's the same guy. What have we done to the West Coast is the title of the article. This is the New York Times. This thing was everywhere. This is a really radical leftist guy for the New York Times finally looking around going, hey, man, we're liberals and everything we do freaking sucks. He says, as Democrats make their case to voters around the country this fall, one challenge is that some of the bluest parts of the country, cities on the West Coast, are a mess. Yeah, you think, bro? You just notice this now? Here. Listen to this second paragraph. Listen, this is so important. He's talking about the third party listening to your debate with liberals. Centrist voters can reasonably ask, why put liberals in charge nationally when the places where they have the greatest control are plagued by homelessness, crime, and dysfunction? We've been asking that question, Nicholas, a really long time. It's not that liberalism doesn't help you. It's that liberalism actively hurts you. Liberalism hurts you for a very simple reason, ladies and gentlemen, the third party payer problem. I don't want to bore you to death, okay? Tell me in the chat if you think this sucks. If you think it sucks, say it sucks, move on. I got a ton of stuff. If you understand one thing about liberalism when it comes to government and spending other people's money, the third party payer problem. The third party payer problem is very simply this. Say you go to a doctor. You pay the doctor in cash or credit, right? Plastic surgery is a perfect example. A lot of plastic surgeons don't even take insurance anymore. Those plastic surgeons don't, they are, forget it, man. They screw up a face, their business is done. They can't rely on insurance, government, nothing. People come in, it's cash and carry. The customer cares about the price. Hey, man, I need my nose fixed or whatever. Some boxer smashed my face in. Okay, that'll be $5,000. That person's like, okay, it's a lot, but I'll pay it. If the guy said $100,000, you can, no, I'll go to someone else. That's not the case with the government. When the government pays for something, they're the third party. You got the company you're buying a product from, and the government's paying. If the government's paying, you don't give a shit about the price because you're not paying. And the guy selling the product, whatever it is, plastic surgery, coffee cups, he doesn't care about giving you a competitive price because he knows you're not paying. This isn't hard. It's why capitalism works and collectivism sucks. Granted, there are 1,000 other reasons, subsidiarity and other things like that, but that is the simplest reason. The third-party payer problem. When a third party pays, nobody gives a shit. You don't care about the cost or the quality because you're not paying. The examples are everywhere. They are endless. Look at this, Washington Times. We spent $42.5 billion. On an internet plan. Read this headline. Americans still waiting on the Biden broadband plan. Rural high-speed internet stuck in Democrats' red tape. Keep this up. Are you reading ahead, folks? Not a single home has been connected to the internet 3 years after enactment. They gave you $42.5 billion, bro. You couldn't connect one home? I'm going to make a deal with the government. Give me $42.5. And I promise you, I'll go connect someone to the internet. I'm not kidding. Justin's laughing. Justin, you take that deal? I will give you $42.5 a year. He will find someone tomorrow to connect to the internet. He just said, they found that for Patriot Mobile. He's connected to the internet. $42.5 billion. These liberal dumbasses can't connect one freaking person. That's the best. These people suck. Imagine running on this. This guy's, Biden's proud of this. They stole $42.5 billion from people from you, and they still have not connected a single home. Oh, come on, Dan. You're cherry-picking examples. Okay, what about this one? This is just a news story about Fisker. You know, Fisker is one of these electric vehicle companies. You understand these electric vehicle EV companies have gotten millions, hundreds of millions, sometimes billions of dollars in government subsidies. What happened to Fisker? Yeah, they're going bankrupt. These libs, man, they are not, baseball. They're knocking it right out of the park, man. That elbow in. What about this? This Free Beacon piece. This is another gem. Remember the, go back to that last one. Yeah, the Fisker one. I just want to show it to him. Here, Biden-favored California electric vehicle startup Fisker files for bankruptcy. Good job, libs. You guys are really smoking it. Put up the Free Beacon piece. This is another gem. Remember that $1.2 trillion bill? The Inflation Reduction Act and all these porculous bills? That was another gem. Yeah, that worked out really well. They managed to, they were going to put build 500,000 electric vehicle charging stations. You know how many they built? 100,000? 50? 10? No. Here's how many they built. 7. Or in Joe Biden mass, 7. You libs, man. You're really kicking ass. Here's your government, too. You got Mayorkas. Here's a video of Mayorkas, our DHS secretary, a hapless, total buffoon, a total goon. I want you to watch this segment, okay? And I want you to see, again, how liberals lie to your face and put your life in danger. Here's Mayorkas. He has one job. You know what his job is? He heads the Department of Homeland Security. Justin, what do you think a job of a head of the Department of Homeland Security would be? You have a guess? No way, bro. He says defend the homeland. Where would you get a stupid freaking idea like that? Kid's been out of college for a little bit. You got to get back in there and get them neurons going. Defend the homeland. Well, that's priority. Easily priority number one. I mean, it's, you know, they got a whole month going and everything. Here's Mayorkas admitting that they're letting people in the country that they can't vet, some of whom are terrorists, and he acts like this is like a badge of honor. Like, oh, yeah, we vetted him and we didn't find anything. Meaning you suck so bad, you are letting people in who could be terrorists, and he thinks this is a good thing. Keep voting for libs. You'll get more of this. Check this out.
We had 8 individuals of concern as to whom we did not have derogatory information when first encountered at the border. We made determinations in the service of our law enforcement objectives, in the service of our highest priority to keep the American people safe and secure, to take immigration enforcement action, and that is indeed what we did.
Folks, what else could I possibly need to tell you about these dipshits running our government? The guy's only job is to secure the homeland. He's on CNN bragging that they can't vet people. Some of them are terrorists. And he's acting like this is some, like he deserves a pay raise. Nobody senses anything wrong with this? Am I the only one? Am I missing something? Here, you want more of this? Liberals love the pronoun thing, right? They're forcing it on you. Use my pronouns. Or your dumb ass is going to go to the culture war prison. The Gulag archipelago for you. You're going to use my pronouns. Ji, Zhao, Zhou, they. Call you they. They means plural. Oh, you hold on to that one too. Here's Rosie O'Donnell, another leftist lunatic. She's telling a story about her daughter or son who wants to be called they. She can't even keep it straight in her own interview, but they want you to order the pronoun Gulag archipelago. You go, watch this.
Their gender, well... They said to me, Mommy, there are some kids in my class who don't even know their gender. So like an idiot, I say, tell them next time they're in the bathtub to look down. If it's a hot dog, they're a boy. And if it's not, they're a girl.
Which
then she says, they say, Mommy, that's their sex. That's binary. Mm. I'm talking about their gender. Mm-hmm. And gender is infinite. Gender is infinite. Where does a 10-year-old get those words?
Do you have any idea?
I have no idea.
Is there someone in your life that...
No. Mm. And I said to her, where did you find that? Where did you say? She said, some things I just know.
They can't even keep their own little rules straight. And they want you to vote for you want to talk about the epidemic failure of liberalism. Here's one more for you. Here's another gem. Again, when you spend other people's money, nobody gives a shit. This is what they want more of. Did you see the CBO report, folks? We are in a massive tidal wave of debt. If we don't stop within the next couple of years, we are finished. We are going to go de facto bankrupt. Yeah, we're not going to go chapter 11 so we can print our own money, but it's going to be a de facto bankruptcy like you've never seen. He was a hearing up on Capitol Hill. This is what it looks like when you spend other people's money and you don't give a shit what the price is because it's not yours. Watch this.
This, Mr. Secretary, is a bag of bushings. This bag of bushings stamped out by machinists. Don't need a high school diploma. It's not anything high tech about this. All of this bag is compliant with the FAA specifications. How much do you think the Air Force pays for this bag of bushings?
I don't know, Congressman.
$90,000. This is a $90,000 bag of bushings.
$90,000, folks. I guarantee you go down to the Home Depot, you get that bag of, what, $5? I don't know, with Biden inflation. We don't earn it right now. $50, maybe Biden inflation, $50? $698, there you go. He went online and found him cheaper right there. Good job, fellas. Well done. I want you to watch this coming up next. Now, again, you talk to these people, it doesn't matter. Okay, nothing matters. Tom Perez was on CNN, challenged about the polls. It doesn't matter. There's nothing you can say to these people. Arguing with the lib, you're only arguing for the third person. It's super important. Hey, it's time for you to be awake, not woke. Start your day with a hot America First cup of Blackout Coffee like I do. Blackout Coffee is an active supporter of hardworking Americans who see their work as their duty. They honor and take care of their customers more than any other coffee company out there. Blackout Coffee uses only premium-grade coffee beans. I love Blackout Coffee. I had two cups this morning. I had one black for the first time in a while. I usually put a little milk in it. I got to tell you, it was really good. I put a little ice cube in it. It's really good. I had the cinnamon French toast. They just sent me a big bag. It is absolutely delicious. Really, really recommend it. All the flavors are good, but cinnamon French toast, I get the most feedback about. People love it. It tastes delicious. Skip the long lines at the store. Order online. I'm proud to recommend them. The folks at Blackout Coffee ship within 48 hours of roasting. It's incredible. Do me a favor. Just check them out. You're going to love it. BlackoutCoffee.com/Bongino. BlackoutCoffee.com/Bongino. Use coupon code Bongino for 20% off your first order. Make the switch to Blackout Coffee. You're going to love it. They have this dark chocolate flavor too, which, just give it a shot. BlackoutCoffee.com/Bongino. Check it out. Our last sponsor today, GenuCell. Summer's right around the corner, and so are those visible dark marks, sunspots, and other blemishes the sun leaves behind. Until now, the revolutionary dark spot corrector from our friends at GenuCell Skincare can help visibly fade away dark marks, sunspots, scars, and other signs of discoloration all over your skin. With three cutting-edge ingredients, help those visible signs of aging disappear right before your eyes. You'll be amazed at how quickly you can see results. You can now enjoy your summer sun, beach, and barbecues without those pesky spots. As always, you'll see the results or your money back, no questions asked. And right now, get your dark spot corrector with every GenuCell Skincare most popular package for over 70% off. Plus, save an extra 25% off, automatically apply to checkout for world-class skincare that works. Guaranteed or your money back. Order yours right now. Get the Gen 90 Instant for immediate results on all of your trouble spots in as little as 12 hours. GenuCell.com/Dan. 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 Visit now. Get a free spa box with two bonus gifts and free shipping. GenuCell.com/Dan. GenuCell.com/Dan. Okay, last one before I get to a video of your favorite Adam Kinzinger, another chump and a loser and a complete coward. The guy's about 5'2", 120 pounds with 40 pounds of sand strapped to his back. He's probably crying again. I'm going to get to that thing, but I want to show you. Here's Tom Perez. Tom Perez, Biden administration guy, far left lunatic, another loser. Here, this is why talking to liberals is like talking to Stimpy the cat. Stimpy looks like the dog, but did you ever notice Ren looks like the cat? I think they did it that way on purpose. He's a chihuahua, or if you listen to that guy from WKRP, a chihuahua. So here, did you ever see that? I may be aging myself. Here's Tom Perez being challenged about the polls. Whenever the polls don't go in their direction, they just don't believe them. Again, talking to libs, you're better off talking to Stimpy. Check this out.
And yet, Tom, a lot of voters seem to think it's not the smart thing to do. CBS News polling recently found that 62% of Americans are in favor of a national program to deport all undocumented immigrants, all 11 million of them. So how much support do you think there would be for the White House plan that was announced today?
I'd love to sit down with your polling team and show them how they've gotten this wrong.
Talk to the coffee cup, folks. It don't matter. The third party's listening. No. Keep making the case. The Hispanic voters are moving over in droves. And again, I hate that Hispanic voter because it represents a large variety of people who share very little in common. Okay, they speak the same language. Great. I speak the same language as people in the United Kingdom. It doesn't mean I share my politics in common with them. I may not. Folks, the suspension of disbelief, it's really getting hard for them when the movie's really, it's hard, when it's really awful. You know what suspension of disbelief is? You go to watch a movie and you know it's fake, but you play along. And if it's a really good movie, you play along so well, you'll start crying at the movie sometimes. You'll start cheering. You'll get goosebumps. Why? You know it's fake. If an alien came down to Earth and had no experience with movies, they would say, why is this person crying? They know this is fake. Did you ever notice that? This is what liberalism is. It's like the suspension of disbelief. Like they know everything is fake and not real, but they buy into it anyway. But what happens? When do you lose the suspension of disbelief? I'm sorry. I had to throw this in because I'm fascinated by this. I always have been. How you go to movies and you just fall so in. When does that stop? The answer is when the movie is so poorly acted, you can't stop thinking about the fact that you're watching a movie because they're so bad at pretending it's real, right? You watch a movie, you're like, oh my gosh, does this suck? This is one of the worst movies ever. That's liberalism. The acting is so bad that people are now having a hard time buying into the movie. Because they can see it right in front of them. That's why that Christoph piece from the New York Times, I put it in there. They're all starting to look around and go, man, all that talk about helping the homeless and equity, it's not really working out. We're living in California. I want you to watch this Kinzinger guy. You know Kinzinger, the goofball clown joker crying and peeing himself at the January 6th hearing thing where they hid a bunch of information from you? Guy's a scumbag, always has been. Total loser, pretended to be like a Tea Party guy. So now he's out there kissing CNN's ass. I want you to watch this now. This is what I'm talking about. By how the liberal movie is breaking down so bad and the acting so terrible. Now they've got to really say, no. Watch them on the Biden cheap fakes thing. Check this out.
Yeah, I mean, this look, his brain is broken. The difference is he does it more energetically. And, you know, I think it's completely an unfair comparison. But right now, you know, Joe Biden looks a lot more low energy than Donald Trump. And that's Donald Trump's advantage. But these videos, I mean, they're blatant lies. And it used to be, Jim, back in the day, it would be kind of the dark corners of the internet that would put out these fake videos. And then responsible people like members of Congress and the Senate or the RNC would say, no, we're not going to do that. They're the ones pushing this now.
So you wanted us to name names about chumps and douchebags? This guy was an obvious one. He's one of them. Let's just say someone in the room here worked at a company and used to interact with this guy. Guy was a total dick. He's one of those just like O'Reilly guys. You know these guys? Do you know who I am, guys? You know those guys? This guy's another one. Total dipshit. He realizes he's not going to make any money anymore, grifting off conservatives, and then he tried swampy Republicans. So now what does he do? Goes over to CNN and kisses everybody's ass. These people are total losers. They're telling you, look at these videos of Joe Biden falling apart in person. Look at them. And let's all pretend we're watching a movie and it's not real. Here, look at this. You see Biden trying to get in the car? Look at this. Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 seconds. Jim, we underestimated yesterday in the radio show. I asked Jim, for those of you listening on Apple and Spotify, we played a video of Joe Biden in Delaware trying to get into the armored SUV. I said, Jim, how long do you think it took him to get in? He said, I'm guessing 6 seconds. Twice that. He can't even get in the car, folks. The guy's falling apart. Is that another cheap fake? And the knives are out. I told you the knives are out. They want this guy gone. They don't know what to do. When I say they, I'm talking about the Democrats. Specificity matters. The Democrats want this guy out. Don't you guys, ladies out there in the audience, don't you think it's a little weird that one thing about the Biden administration, obviously, you know, I can't stand these guys. My level of vitriol for Biden and his team of garbage people is through the roof. But I will say one thing, because I'm a practical, tactical guy, despite my emotion. Joe Biden's team didn't leak a lot. They didn't. Some of the stuff, I'll give you an example. I know some things, let's just say. Am I going to say how or why? Because it doesn't matter. But there's a lot of stuff going on in that White House that doesn't get out. And it's actually shocking. A lot of stuff. Joe Biden's health is worse than you can imagine. Well, probably it's now you're seeing it. They don't leak, though. What does that tell you, that just in the last month or so, as Biden is completely degenerated, that you're seeing stories like this in Axios? Axios, a left-wing rag. Politico, the New York Times, the Washington Post. Top Democrats. Biden has a losing strategy. Read this, folks. This is not Republicans talking. Democrats are leaking like a sieve now to the media. They are desperate to get rid of this guy. Quote, senior Democrats, including some of Biden's aides, are increasingly dubious about his theory for victory in November, which relies on voter concerns about January 6th, democracy, whatever. You get the point. Folks, this is a deluge now. This is not a trickle. It's not a drip drip. This is a deluge. They are in real trouble. Everybody knows it. That's why I told you yesterday, start getting ready for Hillary Clinton. I noticed a couple people picked up the story afterwards. I'm not suggesting they got it from me. Please, I hate that. Oh, look at me. I didn't invent the story. The story was in the New York Post and the Washington Post as well. Start getting ready for candidate Hillary Clinton. I heard another name I threw out there a while ago that I heard on Fox this morning. Someone said Josh Shapiro from Pennsylvania. I've been telling you that name for, who is it? Rove or someone said that it may have been him. That's another name. However, Kamala Harris is not going to take a back seat to a white guy. I doubt it. I doubt it. It may be Hillary Clinton, but no one else. Start getting ready. All right, switching gears a little bit. Dr. Fauci's a really disturbing figure in American politics. And what really bothers me the most about Dr. Fauci and all of his awful, terrible, potentially at some point life-threatening advice to people, society-destroying advice he gave to people. What bothers me the most about Dr. Fauci is he's a coward. Folks, unfortunately, when you're part of this business, people are going to attack you. I mean, scumbag Bill O'Reilly decided to do it yesterday. And the way you fight back is you go on your own show and you kick them in the balls. You don't, you know, show up at their house. You don't, you know, do stupid shit. But you fight back using your own airways. Dr. Fauci is a coward. He's always been a coward. What Dr. Fauci does is when you question Dr. Fauci on his on video and audio horrific society-killing advice he gave out as a public health professional, what does he do? He says, hey, shut up. You're incentivizing people to violence and I'm getting death threats. Number one, we roundly and completely and always will, from the bottom of my heart, condemn any of that shit. You're not helping. You're only hurting the cause. What you're doing is not only immoral, but illegal, period. You don't threaten people's lives. You don't need a lecture from me. You already know that. However, Dr. Fauci's a chump and a coward because everyone in this business, I could show you all day. I think I did put one on Twitter a few weeks ago. Some asshole who lives in my neighborhood. I know where he lives, by the way. Guy's like, hey, I know where you live, fucking traitor or something. I put it on Twitter. You can go, look, it's there. This happens all day. It's not Rachel Maddow's fault. I don't like Rachel Maddow, but she didn't tell this guy to threaten me. Fauci relies on that so that he can avoid criticism. He's a coward. I'm sorry it's a part of public life. It sucks. You think Donald Trump doesn't get threats from you calling him out? Chump. I'm going to call this segment the Fauci Files because he's out there now trying to rehabilitate his reputation. I want to thank producer Jim and my team for putting this together. Here's some clips of Dr. Fauci because he wants you to forget this retcon and memory hole, all the shit advice he gave while you paid him a fortune. Here's Fauci on CNN. saying, man, it was really painful to have to correct Trump, which is interesting because he doesn't like it when you correct him, even though he was the one who was wrong. Check this out.
You talk about this interesting press briefing that you did. This is in March of 2020. And you had to correct the record, even if the president was talking. And first of all, how challenging is it?
I said to myself, I have a responsibility to preserve my own personal integrity and a responsibility to the American public, regardless of what administration. I've been responsible to the American public when I first came here half a century ago, and I'm responsible to the American public now. So when I walked up to the podium, I said, here it goes, Dr. Fauci. The president just said that hydroxychloroquine is, you know, the end all. And I'll say, no, I'm really sorry, but that's anecdotal, and there's no information that it actually works. That was painful to me to have to do that, but there was no doubt that I had to do it. I mean, it wasn't like, well, maybe you shouldn't, maybe you shouldn't. There was no doubt that I had to do it.
Notice what he's doing here. He's using a moral seesaw. He's trying to use the lever and the seesaw to elevate himself over Donald Trump. Oh, Donald Trump said hydroxychloroquine was the end all. Actually, he didn't say that. You just made that up. And you're picking out an isolated example to avoid taking responsibility for all the dumb shit you said. Here he is, Fauci, again, in his redemption tour out there. Here he is still hiding the ball on the lab leak theory, knowing that it's probably not a theory anymore and that he was on the wrong side of it. Check this out.
Could the coronavirus have been developed at Wuhan as part of a gain-of-function study?
Well, not from the grant that was given by the NIH to study the viruses that they were studying.
Because why not?
The nature of those viruses that were studied were evolutionarily so far distant from what turned out to be SARS-CoV-2 that no matter what you did with those viruses, you would not be able to do that. That doesn't mean that somewhere in China it is conceivable that someone may have been working on something, bringing it out from the environment. That's the reason why we keep an open mind as to what the cause of it is. In my opinion, and in the opinion of most virologists who understand the process, it is much more likely, though not definitive, that it was a natural occurrence from jumping from an animal into a human at the Wuhan market. But since it's not definitive, there's still a possibility that somewhere in China, something was going on where people brought in a virus from the environment and it escaped from the lab. So
do you understand this? You know what the term retconning means? You guys in the chat, you know what it is? You ever see it's a popular term in Hollywood. So if you've got a franchise that's worth a lot of money, like Michael Myers, Halloween, right? You know what I'm talking about, right? The guy with the mask, serial killer. Because they want to keep doing these movies, but Michael Myers has died like 700 times. They just retcon it, meaning they do another movie and pretend the other movies never happened. They just like retcon the whole thing. They pretend none of it's kind of like I wish they would do with Star Wars, just to pokey and jest a little bit. They suck so bad. Just retcon it. Just start over. This is what Fauci does. Retroactive continuity. Thank you, Justin. That's pretty smart. That's what they do. This is Fauci. He's totally retconning and rewriting the storyline. Oh, you know, there's still potential evidence there that a pangolin. Dude, there's no evidence. No one's ever produced it. You're just making this up. Here's the great Maze Moore at Maze Moore, MAZEMOORE on X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it. Great video account. Love it. Here's a Fauci versus Fauci. Again, total retcon. He wants you to pretend original Fauci isn't the Fauci debating the Fauci of the past, and none of that ever happened. Check this out.
I don't know how many times I can say it, Madam Chair. We did not fund gain-of-function research to be conducted in the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
Anyway, so let me just go on about NIH lifts funding pause on gain-of-function research.
I almost have to laugh at that, Neil. I mean, that's totally bizarre. First of all, I wasn't leaning totally strongly one way or the other. I've always kept an open mind.
Did you have any sense of where it probably came from?
I think ultimately we know that these things come from an animal reservoir. I've heard these conspiracy theories, and like all conspiracy theories, Newt, they're just conspiracy theories.
I wasn't leaning totally strongly one way or the other. I've always kept an open mind.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask.
Should you be wearing two masks or one mask? I often myself wear two masks. Can we make a general recommendation that doesn't have scientific basis yet? No.
Please wear a mask.
I'm sorry, Mazemore is a great account, but that's Texas Lindsay. Big hat tip, Texas Lindsay, another great follow. Got to make sure we build up these influencers and conservative personalities on Twitter and Truth. You got to get there. So Texas Lindsay, big hat tip to you. But Mazemore is great too. Tom Elliott, Grabian, another solid account. These guys are really good. You can get a lot of good video from there. Okay, a couple more things I want to get to. Super important stuff. By the way, book signing Friday. Friday's tomorrow, right? Friday is tomorrow. By the way, this is the a lot of people asking me about the shirt. I'm voting for the Outlaw. If you want it, I'm not in a whatever. I'm not sure. It's store.bongino.com. If you want to buy the shirt, totally up to you. It's whatever. We put it out there. People seem to really like it, so we print them on demand. You want them, we print them. But book signing tomorrow in Oklahoma City at noon local time. The Barnes & Noble, 6100 North May. Been some incredible feedback on it. So I'll see a lot of you there tomorrow in Oklahoma City. Well, we'll have a show tomorrow that Guy put together and Michael on the podcast. But Evita, the great, the legendary Evita Duffy Alfonso, going to be filling in tomorrow, tearing shit up on the radio show, as she always does. Everybody always gives me good feedback. I want you to watch this. I'm gonna kind of end the show as I started. This video clip is really important. Folks, regardless of where you stand on the Israel-Palestinian Middle East issue in general, there are facts and there's bullshit, okay? Now, if your emotions have got the best of you and you can't think straight and you're like, I just want to kill Jews, then go fuck yourself because I don't want you here and you are my enemy, my actual enemy. If that's what you believe, like, I want to kill someone because of their religion, you're not welcome on the show. I don't want you here at all. I don't know how much clearer I can be. We get each other, right? Like, that's not what we do here, and that's not what we're ever going to do. So if that's you, get lost. However, you're perfectly entitled to an opinion about Netanyahu and Israel and what their historical approach in the Middle East is. Knock yourself out. All I ask is that just bring some facts to the debate, right? Doug Murray had a debate with Mehdi Hasan. You know Mehdi Hasan, the old MSNBC clown, the anti-Trump lunatic? I think they gave him the boot. I don't know what happened. They separated from him, and he's out and like doing crazy stuff now. They had a little debate. This is what it looks like in a debate when one guy knows what's going on and the other guy just makes shit up. Check this out.
You started with a peroration about me not mentioning the Palestinian casualties. That's because I started by mentioning the war, and there is no law of war that says you're allowed to start a war and then complain when you lose it. And if Mehdi cares about the Palestinian casualties, as I'm sure he does, then tell your bosses in Qatar to tell their friends in Gaza to stop the war and give back the hostages.
Again, that's what it looks like when you're debating with people whose hearts are so filled with hatred. They can't see the facts right before their eyes. And this may be the most important story of the day. I probably should have teased this up a little bit in the beginning of the show, but you know how much I hate teases and I'm terrible at it. I've been getting a lot of questions on this, a lot. And they're good because you all keep me on my toes and keep me on top of these stories. I don't know if you heard this story, but the network of George Soros businesses out there, they're buying up a lot of national radio stations. The New York Post's Lydia Moynihan and Dana Kennedy have a really good story on it. You should read. The Democrat majority FCC is helping George Soros fast track the takeover of nationwide radio networks. Quote, this is scary. Folks, the story's real. Okay. It's not a conspiracy theory. And I've been getting a lot of questions. You know, Dan, are you working for George Soros? No, he's not and has not bought the radio syndicator I work for. He hasn't. I have certain protections anyway, even if he decided to do that. But he is buying another network. And a source with knowledge of the deal told the New York Post that the idea that George Soros is buying hundreds of local radio stations right before a national election and will keep broadcasting Sean Hannity and other conservative talk radio hosts on Odyssey is not credible. Folks, the story's real. And I'm going to speak out about it. I'm going to continue to speak out about it. It is not my specific company. I don't I don't work for Odyssey. I work for Westwood One Cumulus on the syndication radio side. But yeah, I got my eyes on it, and I see what's happening. And one last thing, too. A lot of you asked me to mention the petrodollar agreement. A couple of things on this, just to end the show quick. I only got a minute left. It's not great, but it's not a 50-year deal. It was actually a 5-year deal that was renewed over and over again for 50 years. But folks, it's not a great thing. In other words, the purchasing of oil in U.S. dollars. However, if you look at the purchasing of oil assets from the Saudis, it is still largely done in U.S. dollars. So yes, it's not a good thing, but some of the stuff out there is a little bit overblown on it. So just look at the data. You'll see most of the stuff is still done in U.S. dollars. Hopefully I'll get to more of that on the radio show, maybe more next week. I'll do a segment on it. Bad thing, but just be careful being led down some paths, because I think some people want you to believe it's apocalyptic, and we've got our own oil. We are the oil spigot for the world. Hey, thanks again for tuning in. Check out the show tomorrow. You're going to love it. Evita will be filling in on radio tomorrow. We'll be here with a show for podcast. Was that 14? Fuck Bill O'Reilly account? There you go. 15? Were you guys were counting? I didn't even know. Fuck Bill O'Reilly. Douche. There you go. Don't mess around, man. And you're not going to have to find out. Now we found out. Make sure you download the Rumble app or go to rumble.com/Bongino every day at 11 a.m. Watch the show live anytime on video on demand. And check us out on Apple and Spotify as well. See you on the radio show here on Rumble in a few minutes and back here on Monday.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show.